Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Feed Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Onions, yes, we've got a winner. Oh boy, 12 straight winning shows. We go for lucky number 13 today. So let's recap the winning card for you. My absolute best bet, Donovan Mitchell, did not play. So no action there. My unders go 2-1. I lose on Andre Drummond under the 9.5. He scored 11. I cash on Denny Avage under the 15.5. He finishes with 5. I cash on Jonathan Kuminga under the 18.5. He scored 12. My overs go 3-0. They were sweaty, but I get a couple home late. I cash on Reggie Jackson over the 8.5. He missed a ton of shots, but he still made it to 11, and I cashed the ticket. I cash on TJ McConnell over the 7.5 points. He makes it to 16, so that was a winner. I cash on Keldon Johnson over the 12.5. He scored 18 to make it a winner as well. So a 5-1 Thursday, and like I said, we'll go for number 13 today. So let's start with my absolute best bet. It's Duncan Robinson of the Miami Heat under 13.5 points at New Orleans at the minus 120. So the Pelicans rank 18th defending the position. They rank first defending the three. They rank 8th defending the offensive glass. And they rank 6th in field goal percentage allowed. Robinson is averaging 13.3 points per game. He's actually gone over in 3 straight. He's hit 53.2% of his shots this month compared to 45% of the season. So to me, signals point to a regression game, and hopefully this will be the one. So let's go under the number with Duncan Robinson under the 13.5 points at the minus 120. Next up on the card, it's Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks under the 12.5 points at Minnesota, heavily weighted here at a minus 130. So the Timberwolves rank 6th defending the position. They rank number 1 in points allowed. They rank number 1 in field goal percentage allowed. Portis is averaging 12.7 points per game. Nice uptick, though, in February with minutes, attempts, and points increasing. 14.8 points per game in the month of February, and he's gone over in 4 straight. But this is the Minnesota defense. You know I like unders. He's played 1 game against the T-Wolves this season, 29 minutes, 5 of 12 shooting, 12 points. So this might be a sweaty one, but let's go under the number with Bobby Portis of the Bucks under 12.5 points at the minus 130. Next up on the card for you, it's Tobias Harris of the Philadelphia 76ers under the 17.5 points against Cleveland at the minus 105. So the Cavaliers rank 6th defending the position. They give up the 2nd fewest points in the league, and they rank 4th in field goal percentage allowed. Harris is averaging 17.5 points per game, right on this number. He's averaging 16.2 points per game in the month of February. He did miss some time recently with a hip injury, but he did return last night against the Knicks, played 27 minutes, just 3 of 9 shooting for 7 points. 1 game against Cleveland this season, it was a good one, 43 minutes, 7 of 13 shooting, 23 points. But I don't see a repeat of that tonight. Harris has gone under in 3 of 4. Let's make it 4 of 5. I'm on Tobias Harris of the 76ers under the 17.5 points at the minus 105. Next up on the card, it's Kyle Kuzma of the Washington Wizards under the 21.5 points at Oklahoma City at the minus 120. So the Thunder ranked 13th defending the position, their 3rd best in field goal percentage allowed, 12th best defending the 3. Kuzma's averaging 22 points per game, 22.2 points per game in the month of February. He scored 31 points last night at Denver on 12 of 25 shooting. Kuzma's gone over this number in back-to-back. He actually hasn't gone over in 3 consecutive games since the end of November, so the odds are on my side. After 25 attempts last night, I expect a little more distribution tonight, so I'm going to take the under here, Give me Kyle Kuzma of the Wizards under 21.5 points at the minus 120.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, we go to the overs, and we start with Bruce Brown of the Toronto Raptors, over 9.5 points at Atlanta at the minus 135. So the Hawks rank 27th defending the position. They rank 29th in points allowed. They rank 29th in field goal percentage allowed. Brown is averaging 11.2 points per game of the season, but minutes, shot volume, shooting percentage, and points have all dropped in February to the lowest levels of the season. Just 7.9 points per game this month. Brown was 1 of 5 from the floor shooting last night, scoring just 6 points against Brooklyn. 4 games against the Hawks this season. Game number 1, 30 minutes, 5 of 10 shooting, 13 points. Game number 2, 22 minutes, 8 of 9 shooting, 17 points. Game number 3, 21 minutes, 5 of 9 shooting, 12 points. Game number 4, 37 minutes, 4 of 12 shooting, 11 points. Don't forget, the number tonight is over 9.5. So all 4 prior games have gone to the over. 2 of those games went to the over with fewer minutes than he's averaging this month, so that's good. Favorable matchup, pass success, subpar effort last night. Check the boxes off. Let's go over. I'm on Bruce Brown of the Raptors over the 9.5 points at the minus 135. Next up on the card, oh, I'll mispronounce this name, Bogdan Bogdanovic of the Atlanta Hawks. Everyone else can pronounce it, but not me. Over 13.5 points against Toronto at the minus 120. So the Raptors ranked 21st defending the position, 22nd defending the three, and ranked 20th in points allowed. Bogdanovic is averaging 16.9 points per game, 15.6 points per game of the month of February, and 18.8 points per game on 3-plus days rest, which applies here tonight. 3 games against Toronto so far this season. Game number 1, 32 minutes, 7 of 13 shooting, 20 points. Game number 2, 33 minutes, 7 of 16 shooting, 20 points. Game number 3, 39 minutes, 7 of 11 shooting, 24 points. Bogdanovic has gone under in 4 of 5, but the overall numbers have me expecting a bounce-back effort tonight. So let's cheer for points. I'm on Bogdan Bogdanovic of the Atlanta Hawks, over 13.5 points at a minus 120. That name is not easy for me to even try to pronounce. Oh, boy. Next up on the card, the final prop of the night, it's Josh Giddey of the Oklahoma City Thunder, over 10.5 points against Washington at a minus 130. So the Wizards rank 29th defending the position. They give up the most points in the NBA. They rank 27th in field goal percentage allowed. Giddey is averaging 11.5 points per game, 11.1 points per game of the month of February, shooting only 42%. That's below his season and career numbers. 1 game against Washington this season, 26 minutes, just 4 of 11 shooting, 9 points. Giddey scored 12 last night against the Clippers on 4 of 10 shooting. Let's run it back again tonight. I'm on Josh Giddey over the 10.5 points at the minus 130. You notice some of the prices weren't the most favorable tonight. I'm recording this about 2 hours later than I normally do. And oh boy, these numbers tend to move. There's no doubt about that. So let's recap my prop card here for a Friday. Can I make it 13 straight winning days? Well, we'll find out. My absolute best bet, Duncan Robinson of the Miami Heat, under 13.5 points at the minus 120. I'm on Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks, under the 12.5 points at a minus 130. I'm on Tobias Harris of the 76ers, under 17.5 points at a minus 105. I'm on Kyle Kuzma of the Wizards under 21.5 points at a minus 120. I'm on Bruce Brown of the Raptors over 9.5 points at a minus 135. I'm on Bogdan Bogdanovic of the Atlanta Hawks over the 13.5 points at the minus 120. I'm on Josh Giddey over the 10.5 points at the minus 130. So that's my prop card for a Friday. I do not expect to have a podcast on Saturday or Sunday for the prop bets. My mother-in-law from Montana is in town, and only if the wife says I can do the podcast will I have a podcast. I think I will be with the mother-in-law. We'll be out and about doing things on Saturday and Sunday. So no expected prop bet podcast on Saturday or Sunday. If I drop it, I'll let you know, of course. But yeah, let's see if we can win 13 straight. That'd be a whole lot of fun. So enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.